Are aliens evil and are they planning to take over the world? More on angels, demons and extraterrestrials. In this world we have humans, angels, demons and the extraterrestrials. Humans are limited to the four-dimensional parameters. Anything outside of these limitations is difficult for us to comprehend. Angels nudge us into the right direction. They operate in the next dimension and they seek to influence us humans through our mind. We each have an angel assigned to us to guide us and to try to protect us. Angels seek to challenge us into being positive, creative, loving, forgiving, helping others, taking the humble seat, thinking in terms of solutions instead of problems, and having faith to know that God has a plan for our life. They encourage us to do the right thing and can even protect us to a certain extent. However, they cannot make the decisions for us. They are limited or empowered by our decisions. Even God has bound himself not to override our decisions. Demons target humans. Demons occur in media such as comics, video games, movies, and TV series. From there, they seek to attach themselves to people. Their ultimate goal is to possess a human. Possessing a human is the greatest achievement for a demon, as they can then use that person's mouth and body to influence others with their hate speech, evil deeds, crimes, rapes, acid attacks, and even murders, etc. The demons seek to suck us into a negative and destructive vortex where mental health problems seem insoluble, self-harm is respect for self, horror is a thrill, disgusting perversions are love, killing is cool, Jesus who defeated Satan is a weak religionist, and it is better to be a slave of darkness than a free man with faith in an unseen God, while suicide is the ultimate challenge of life. How to defend against the demons? Nevertheless, you can defend yourself with God's word, as Jesus did when he was tempted by the chief demon, by Satan himself. When he tempted Jesus, as we read in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus answered with, "It is written." Now, if Jesus needed to quote scriptures to resist the devil, how much more should we? The devil is the father of lies, John 8:44, and he is good at it. But don't let the liar scare you. The only way to fight the lies is with the truth of God's word. Download the brochure, Vital Scriptures, and study and memorize them. Satan cannot handle the truth of God's word because he is a liar and the truth freaks him out. Make sure you know God's word, which will be your shield against these spiritual demonic attacks. The word is very important for our faith to stand against the onslaught of the devil and the flood of his foul-smelling vomit. The blood of Jesus and the word is our only protection, so our faith won't crumble and hit the dust like a house of cards. Our prerogative. The decisions that we make, whether good or bad, belong to us. We are the final authority. That is our human entitlement. Both the angels and demons seek to influence us, much like our parents or good and bad friends do. But the decision belongs to us, and we cannot blame it on others or the situation. Neither can we blame the TV for wasting our time when we hold the remote control with the on-off switch in our hand. The moment we make the right decision, the angels come to our aid. If we make the wrong decision, we open ourselves up for frustration, stress, anxiety, mental health, and much worse. I was asked, are the extraterrestrial evil aliens? I never thought much of it, as I assumed that it was a lot of media hype from unproven material and conspiracy sources that were difficult to verify. However, I learned that several more trustworthy sources had or have interactions with ETs. It became clear to me that every encounter with them showed that there was no evidence of the extraterrestrials wanting to invade our world, but they were warning us that we are on the wrong track. ETs are different. There are diverse levels of created beings. Man being the most important creation that the Lord God made, as we are made in his image, in Genesis 2:7. There are other beings in different realms. It does not matter what they look like, they are helping to run the universe and they are fulfilled in their ministry of keeping things ticking. ETs have different cosmic energies than us humans. Their technology and vehicles are unlike human means of transport, as they need these qualities and modes of transport in order to do their job. As we know, they can access Earth and people have communicated with them, but there is no evidence whatsoever of them being antagonistic. They are all ministering spirits and are here to help run the imperceptible side of the Earth and the universe. It says in Hebrews 1:14, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?" Now, why do they exist? Although God is almighty, he is not a one-man band, neither does he run the universe and the world all by himself. You could compare the ETs to the ground staff of a big hotel. They are more or less the mechanics and the technicians, and you very seldom meet electricians and handymen in the main hotel lobby. However, if the ground staff would not be there, the hotel would not run and we would not get served as we are. At times it can be necessary that the maintenance man has to show up to tell us an urgent message. Most of their messages have been warnings to us. The ET staff has a different bodily uniform, energy and dress code than the hotel guests, the humans, who are the most important to the management. Yet we humans are bound by a four-dimensional limited box of time, length, width, and height, where money is a main deciding factor. Just because we cannot see outside our box does not mean there is not a whole lot going on out there. To grasp what the out-of-the-boxers try to tell us is not easy for us as box heads. The ETs are not perfect. They have sometimes crashed their vehicle. If the extraterrestrials have an accident, then it is up to us what we do as humans. Do we listen and seek to communicate with them? Or, because they are different, do we try to analyze and operate on them for evil scientific purposes and military intent? We fear the unknown. To so-called, quote-unquote, protect ourselves, we spend multi-billions on weapons in outer space to stop the ETs. But that is not the real reason for outer space weapons. The real reason is because Satan knows that Jesus will return 30 days after the rapture to set up God's kingdom on earth. And that is why we put weapons in space in an attempt to stop the Lord from coming back. The all-out war hawks want to see Armageddon happen. Satan is like an addicted gambler. He lost against Jesus the first time around, but this time he brings everything to the table in the hope that he will win, though all the cards are stacked against him. Satan will soon rule the world, starting with a 7-year peace treaty through his son, the Antichrist. His 7-year tenure ends in nuclear war. How does it end? It says, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken." This is when the atom bombs are exploding. "Then we shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven to gather his elect." Matthew 24, verse 29 and 30. So prepare and select your choice. Then there is a 30-day break. This month is for the marriage supper, while Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet gather the armies to Armageddon. It says in Revelation 16, verse 14 and 16, "The Antichrist and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together to make war against him that sat on the horse," that is Jesus, "and against his army." Revelation 19:19. It says in Exodus 14, 14, "The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." In Psalms 2, verse 9, it says, "He shall dash them in pieces like a clay pot." At the website johanpeters.in, you find leaflets like these on many subjects, from creation to kingdom come, plus an excellent study Bible. Choose from 9 books. All are free, so you can pass them on. No cookies, no info requests. For contact, info@johanpeters.in.